Well, welcome this morning as we begin a brand new series, and the series title is Life is Too Short. And together over these next few weeks, here's what we want to discover. We want to discover how to make the most of God's plan for our lives every single day that God would give to us. You see, in reality, life is short. Matter of fact, I would say to you this morning, the life is too short. It is too short to go to bed angry every single night. Amen? It's too short to hold a grudge. It's too short to live in anxiety and fear. It's too short to major on minors in life. It's too short not to enjoy each God-given day. Now, in the portion of scripture we're going to look at this morning, which is Psalm 90 and verse 12, it says, "So teach us to number our days so that we may apply our hearts to wisdom." Now, I love the way the Living Bible reads here. The Living Bible says, "Teach us to number our days and recognize how few they are. Help us to spend them as we should." You know, most Bibles, if you look at the headings there for Psalm 90, will say it's the prayer of Moses. The prayer is Moses' prayer that he might live life in such a way that not one single precious day of life would be wasted away. You see, Moses had come to the sobering realization that life is short. He likened the lifespan of man to that of grass. He said it is green in the spring and throughout the summer months. Then comes fall and winter, and it withers and it dies. He likened it unto a flower that is beautiful, but then it begins to fade and it too dies away. He said it's like the dew in the morning. By noontime, the sun comes out and it causes it to evaporate away. He said our lives are like shadows. They're here for just a moment, and as quickly as it comes, it is gone. The simple fact then is that life is short, and under the best of conditions, the Bible tells us we can expect anywhere between 70 and 80 years of life. Now, friends, no matter how you cut that, 70 or 80 years of life, that is a short period of time. With so much to do, yes, and so little time, Moses here prays. He says, "God, show me how to spend my time and how to spend my energy. God, help me not to waste away my life. Show me how to live every day and to live it to the full. Teach us to number our days and to recognize how few they are. Help us to spend them as we should." Consider with me, first of all, how precious time is. Time is a precious gift from God. Now, I want you to imagine with me for a few moments this morning that there was a bank. And this bank would credit your account, each and every day with $86,400. That's right, $86,400 each and every day. However, here are the rules. In this bank, there are no carryover balance from day to day. Every evening, the bank will delete whatever part of the balance was left unused, and it will not be able to be carried over to the next day. Now, let me ask you, what would you do with $86,400 if every single day you knew that that was going to be in your account when you woke up in the morning? Well, I'll tell you what I would do with it. I would draw it out, and I would utilize every single penny every single day. Now, how many would do that? Let me see your hands. You would leave nothing behind. You would use it all every single day. Well, in reality, friends, I want you to understand this morning that there is such a bank. That bank is called the Bank of Time. And every single morning when we waken, God credits to our account for that day 86,400 seconds of life. You do the math. It is 60 seconds a minute, 60 minutes per hour, 24 hours in a day. It equals then 86,400 seconds each and every day. And every single evening, the auditor writes off as lost the time that we have failed to use for that day. You see, in this bank of time, we carry over no balance. There is no allowance for overdrafts. And each day it opens a brand new account for us, and whatever is left is burned up at the end of the day. If we fail to use that day's account or deposit, we simply lose it. As I said, it's not like some of the cell phones where they have rollover minutes. No, once it's gone forever. It's either use it or lose it. There's no going back. There's no borrowing against tomorrow. And we must live then in the present on today's deposit, and today's deposit alone. The challenge then for each and every one of us is to invest every day's deposit so to get the most we can out of that day and have something that's eternal to show for those minutes and seconds that God gives us. Time, without a doubt, is the most precious commodity that we will ever be entrusted with. I would say to each and every one of us this morning that, you know, if I love my children, I can give my children, if I have it, I can give them some money. If I love my children, if they're out of their home, I could take and give them a place under my roof. If my children need blood, I could actually go and donate blood to try to save their life. I could give them blood, but I could not give them life. But there is a commodity that I could not give to my children or my grandchildren as much as I love them. And that commodity is time. Time is the most precious of all commodities. Now, I can give my time to them in the sense that I spend time with them, but I cannot give them a second. I cannot give them a minute, an hour, a day, a week, a month, or a year of life. That is only in the hands of Almighty God. Therefore, life is more precious than silver or gold or oil or diamonds or anything of the like. Time is the most precious commodity that any of us will have ever received in this lifetime. There's a well-known educator and politician by the name of Horace Mann. He made this announcement in the newspaper. It's an interesting thing that he wrote there. Many of you know his name. It's on many colleges, universities, as well as high schools across the land. He wrote this, and he put it in the newspaper, Lost. Yesterday, somewhere between sunrise and sunset, two golden hours, each set with 60 diamond minutes. No reward is offered, for they are gone forever. You see, this educator put this in the paper so that he might leave an impression upon individuals how important daily time is. You know, whether we like the thought or not, every one of us in this room, we are speeding towards death at the rate of 60 minutes per hour. Yes, friends, time is precious. It's no wonder then that Moses prayed, teach us to number our days and to recognize how few they are, and help us to spend them as we should. Think back with me for a moment to the time when you were a child. You know, when we were children, life at that time seemed to creep along so slow. Days seemed long, months seemed forever, and a year was almost unfathomable periods of time. You know, those long-awaited events in our lives, like Christmas or birthdays or the last day of school, they seemed like they would never come. I remember on Christmas Eve in the Brooks household, one of the traditions we had, and why they ever started this tradition, I don't know, but maybe some of you have had this same tradition. We would start out that evening with a great meal, but always serving oyster stew with it. How many have had oyster stew on Christmas Eve? It's like eating tonsils. These are the slimiest little things I've ever seen in my life. And so we would have this big meal and always topped off with at least a bowl of oyster stew. And then it was time to do the dishes because there was no way that we're going to open gifts on Christmas Eve until the dishes were done. And it seemed as though the period of time to do the dishes that night took for eternity. How many know what I'm talking about? You're waiting to get at those gifts, and it seemed like it would never come. Time, as a child, seemed to just creep along. In our teen years, it was much the same. impatiently waiting for that all-important driver's license. Now, I grew up in South Dakota. In South Dakota, you could drive at the age of 14. You get your license then. And because of driving at the age of 14, I always thought, well, if you're going to be proficient at the age of 14, you ought to start at the age of 12. And so I was driving, matter of fact, I was driving trucks at the age of 12. And I remember the day that I was driving home, having finally legally gotten my license. I was driving home from the driver's license bureau there in South Dakota, and I looked in my rearview mirror, and I saw the highway patrol pulling me over. The highway patrolman, I knew him. He was a friend. His name was Tim Printup. Tim pulled me over, walked up, and he says, "Jerry, I want to see your license." And so I was so proud that I got out my license. I mean, the ink was not yet even dry on my license. And he said, "The reason I'm pulling you over is so that you will know that for the last 2 years you've been driving, I've known that you did not have a license." He said, "That's the only reason I'm stopping you." Oh, how long it seemed to get to those driver's license when you were a teen, or to walk the line in graduation. However, as an adult, it seems as though time no longer creeps along. It seems like time just steams along. It is like a fast-speeding train on a track. Life becomes a blur. You know, it's hard to believe it's time to put up the outdoor Christmas lights already, when in reality, it seems to me like I just took them down last week. Matter of fact, some of them I probably did. All right. Just to check the bulbs and get them back up. Or how about birthdays as an adult? It seems as though I get 3 of them per year. It seems like time just speeds by. Friends, time is precious, and life is short. Now, because time goes so quickly, and because life and time is so precious, we ought to make the most out of every single day. Let me read something that was written by Ann Wells. Ann is a writer for the Los Angeles Times. She wrote the following. Listen very carefully to what she wrote. "My brother-in-law opened the bottom drawer of my sister's bureau and lifted out a tissue-wrapped package. This, he said, is not a slip. This is lingerie. He discarded the tissue and handed me the slip. It was exquisite. Silk, handmade, and trimmed with a cobweb of lace. The price tag with an astronomical figure was still attached. Jan bought this the first time we went to New York, at least 8 or possibly even 9 years ago. She never wore it. She was saving it for a special occasion. Well, I guess this is the special occasion. He took the slip from me and put it on the bed with the other clothes we were taking to the funeral director. His hands lingered on the soft material for a moment. Then he slammed the drawer shut and turned to me. Don't ever save anything for a special occasion. Every day that you're alive is a special occasion." I remembered those words, though the funeral and through the funeral, and the days that followed, when I helped him and my niece attend to all the sad chores that followed an unexpected death, I remembered all of these words, "Do not save anything for a special day." I thought about them on the plane returning to California from the Midwestern town where my sister's family lived. I thought about the things that she hadn't seen during her lifetime, things she hadn't seen or heard or done. And I thought about all the things that she had done without realizing that they were special in that moment. I'm still thinking about his words, and they have changed my life. I'm reading more and dusting less. I am sitting on the deck admiring the view without fussing about the weeds in the garden. I'm spending more time with my family and with my friends. I'm not saving anything. We use our good china and crystal for every special event. And then she lists what the special events are, such as losing a pound. I get on that one, celebrate that. Amen, church? Getting the sink unstopped. The first flower of the blossom of the season. You know, someday, and one of those days, are losing their grip on my vocabulary. Every day, every minute, every breath is truly a gift from God. Every day is a special event. There will never be another one quite like it. Friends, out of all the days of our life, there are some things that are kind of rote. They all take place. You get up, you shave, you go about your day. If you're a male and you get out and, you know, you get in your car, you drive to work. And there are certain things that are rather consistent about our days. But friend, there is no two days that are just alike. Each one is unique and special to itself. And there will never be another day like today, just as there will never be another day like yesterday. Friends, let me encourage you this morning. Make the most of every single day. Buy and then give that bouquet of flowers, and I would say do it today. Don't wait for some special day down the road. Tell that friend what they mean to you. Do it today. Use that china. Drive that car. Wear that suit, write that card, bake that pie, do it today. You see, time is precious. Make the most of every day, because every day is a special event. This is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it, is what the psalmist wrote. Thirdly, set godly priorities for your life. Listen once again to these words of Moses. He says, teach us to number our days and to recognize how few they are. Help us to spend them as we should. You know, my father would often tell his kids that he'd have to live to be at least 185 years of age to accomplish all the things he wanted to do in life. He died, however, at the age of 87. Now, 87 is a long life. Even at the age of 87, having lived so many years, even seven beyond, the Bible says 70 or maybe even 80 years is the normal for life. And my father lived to be 87. However, when he died, he left a collection of antique cars in various stages of completion. He didn't get around to it. There was an antique horse, buggy, and carriage that was partially completed. I remember the day we went out and found it in an old barn and bought it from the farmer and brought it back home. And he worked on it, little here, little there. But on the day that he died, it was partially completed, as was a Chris craft that he had bought that needed to be refinished. Now, friends, don't get me wrong. In his lifetime, my father accomplished much. But like much of us and most of us here today, time stopped him and will stop us short of everything we want to do in life. There will not be enough time for everything. And because of that, I believe that nearly all of us must set priorities for our day. And I would encourage you, when you wake up in the morning, to spend a moment with God. The psalmist said, I will wait upon the Lord in the morning, for my expectations will come from him. The psalmist said, I will literally find out what God is up to for that day and what God expects of me for that day. You know, I believe that one of the desires of our hearts ought to be to hear the word of the Lord say to us at the close of every single day, well done, thou good and faithful servant, for that day. Now, we all want to hear that at the end of life when we stand before him. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou in to the joy of thy salvation. But if we only aim towards hearing that at the end, there's some likelihood we may not hear that if we don't live to hear that every single day. And I've just kind of figured this thing out this way, that if I hear God say to me every single night before I go off to sleep, well done, thou good and faithful servant, for this day And if I hear it for the next day and the next day, and I hear it for a lifetime, then I am pretty certain that I will hear that at the end as well. And that's the way to live life, that you will hear God say at the end of every single day, every special day that God has given to us, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You see, none of us will have time to do everything that we'd like to do during our lifetime. And because of that, we need to live by priorities. I would ask you this morning, what would be left undone if you were to suddenly die this afternoon? Or what would be left undone awaiting a special occasion or waiting for a special day? What card, what note, what letter, what group of flowers that you were going to send, what is it that you would have left undone waiting for some special day? You know, in my home where I grew up, my mother had above the kitchen sink this plaque. The plaque simply said, only one life till soon be passed, and only what is done for Christ will last. You see, that was my mom's way of saying, teach us to number our days and to recognize how few they are and help us to spend them as we should. Friends, life is a precious gift from God. Every single day He gives to us 84,086,400 seconds of life. 24 hours, it's all a gift from God. No one else can create time. No one else can give time. It is a sovereign gift from God, which is eternal, and it is out of His eternalness that He gives to us the simplicity of daily life. So life is precious. Time is precious. Make the most of every God-given day. Make it your determination that before the day is over, you will not only complete your to-do list, but you'll be looking at God's to-do list for the day. You know, I find that many times my to-do list gets so full that sometimes God's to-do list almost becomes an interference to my list. How many know what I'm talking about? Life is so full, so busy, that we've got to be careful that we take time to hear the voice of God. Sometimes driving down the road, He'll simply say, turn in there. I'll never forget, I was driving on the north end of the city, and God said, I want you to stop at this jewelry store. I said, I have no jewelry I want to buy. My wife wouldn't agree to that, but nonetheless, she was not there. And so I heard the voice of the Lord say, I want you to stop at this jewelry store. And so I started driving actually by. There was no place to park directly in front of the jewelry store. And so I went around and circled the block. And I found no place to park anywhere in the entire block. And as I continued on, the Lord said, I told you to stop at that jewelry store. And so I said, Lord, I get it. All right. I'll find a place somewhere. And I parked my car. I walked in. And as I walked in, behind the counter, there was two individuals. And they were in that moment, they were talking about how to find Christ, and they weren't sure, and they didn't know what God expected of their life. It was a God moment. And I stepped through those doors, and I had the privilege of leading those jewelers to Christ that day, and to hear their testimonies, to baptize them in water, and to see their families still going on for God to this very day. And it all happened just as I'm driving by and the still small voice of God saying, stop. You know, friends, our days get so full. If we're not careful, we don't have time to stop. We don't have time to listen. We rush from place to place, doing this, doing that. In our list, we're trying to cross it all off before the sun sets and the day is over and we have no more time. Let's make sure that we make time for the voice of God every day. Set godly priorities. You know, the value of a day, the value of a minute, or of a second, is all determined by what we do with it. If I had $20 bills this morning, and if I were to pass them out to 50 people in this room, and I would hand this 50 and I'd say, you can do whatever you like with this $50 bill today. To some, they may go out and put in a few gallons of gasoline in the car. To others, They may have gone out and maybe sat down for a small lunch somewhere with the $20. It would be a small one, but they would go somewhere, and that's what they would invest it in. To others, to a young child, maybe it's $20 worth of candy. However, a $20 bill has no intrinsic value in and of itself. A $20 bill, you could burn it. I don't recommend it. But you could burn that $20 bill. You could invest in candy or gasoline or anything of the like. Because it's your 20, it's been given to you. Now you can do as you please. Now let's take the 50 individuals that all received the $20 bills, and let's take and line them all up here in the front. And let's ask them what they got for their $20. And I assure you, you would find some got more value for their 20 than others. That's the way a day is. That's the way a minute is, an hour. That's the way a lifetime is. We must be determined that we are going to, as Moses said, we're going to make sure that we use every second, every moment. God, show us how to use our lives to the fullest. One day we want to stand before him and have him say, well done. Amen. Now this morning we've quickly just laid out some of the ground rules for where we're headed throughout our new series. The time comes from God. Time is special. It's a gift from him. And that we have the privilege of investing that time every single day of our life. Now, starting next Sunday, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get to the nitty-gritty of this series. Next Sunday, we're going to be talking about life's too short to hold a grudge. Oh, how did I heard a bunch of groans across the room. Oh, we're going to talk about life is too short to go to bed angry at night. Life's too short to miss out on one special day that God's got in store for us.